Hey, Kyle. Kyle. Thanks. Good morning. Glad you're here this morning. It's good to have you. As Kyle said, we're starting a new brand new series today, Facing Giants. About a week and a half ago, something took place that I was very interested in. I don't know if you were, but they had the NBA, National Basketball Association 2023 draft. Right, 2023 draft. And does anyone know, who knows who was the very first draft pick in this year's draft? Do you know? Well, I have a prop here, okay? Okay, so the number one draft pick this year was Victor Wembanyama. So Victor Wembanyama's from France, and he's 7 feet 5 inches tall. So this is him. I can't even touch the top of his head, right? This is his actual, how tall he would be compared to me, right? Victor Wembanyama, 7'5". I was talking to Mimo this morning. She said she saw a picture of him holding a baseball in his hand, because I think he threw the first pitch out at some baseball game. And he said the baseball looked like a golf ball because his hands are so big. So that's Victor Wembanyama, right? So he's huge. But we know when we talk about giants, there is a giant in the Bible, right? Famous giant in the Bible. Who is he?
Goliath.
This is how big Goliath was. 9 feet 6 inches tall. I mean, he's big, right? That's a big boy right there. And David had to go up against mean, nasty Goliath, who was the champion warrior. That means he was the giant of giants for the Philistines. He had to go up against him. So we're going to talk about facing giants just for this whole month of July. And, you know, when we think about giants, right, we don't see too many giants, physical giants, around today. But when we talk about giants could be anything that stands in the way of you being all that God created and called you to be. Anything that's trying to oppose, anything that's trying to prevent, anything that's trying to stop you and discourage you from being who God made you to be, that could be the giant that you're facing. You know, these days, we're dealing and facing lots of giants. People are dealing with lots of giants. There's so many issues going on in the world today. We all have giants that we are dealing with in our lives. We all have difficulties, obstacles, hang-ups, people problems and people issues, mental health issues, that things from our past, health concerns, marriage issues, family stuff, financial issues. Any one of those things can be something in your life that the enemy is using to prevent you, to keep you from being all that God created and called and planned and desires for you to be in Jesus Christ. And if you don't face your giants, we all have them. If you do not face your giants, it can leave you stagnant, paralyzed, stunted, apathetic, just trying to get by in life. That's not how God wants you to live. That's not the life that Jesus came and died for you and rose from the dead. He came for you to experience abundant life, life to the full. And so, as we go through this series, this whole month, our hope and prayer is that we can learn about facing giants. And today, we're going to start with, got to start with the giant story, the famous giant story of David versus Goliath. Okay, so in this story, David versus Goliath, the Israelite army was facing off against the Philistine army. And they were positioned, every morning they would position themselves on opposite hills with a valley in between. And neither one of them wanted to attack each other because they did not want to have the disadvantage of trying to fight uphill. Because whoever has higher ground has the advantage. So they would face off against each other on opposite hills with this valley in between and stare and face off. And in the midst of that, out from the Philistine ranks steps the 9 foot, 6 inch tall Goliath, who was their champion. And he starts trash talking the Israelites. He starts trash talking. Let's look. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 8 through 11. It says, Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across the Israelites. We would call that trash talking, right? He was talking trash to the Israelites. Why are you all coming out to fight? He called. I am the Philistine champion. But you are only servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel today. So he was defying, he was mocking, he was throwing it in their face, he was blaspheming against not just them, but against their God, Yahweh, the God of Israel. Send a man who will fight me. Now look at this, verse 11. When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. Now the Bible says, he went out and did this morning and evening for 40 days in a row. 40 days they would get up. 40 days they would face each other. 40 days neither army would move, and Goliath would come out day and night, taunting them, trash talking them, and trash talking their God. Ow is right, Jackson. Ow. You know, when we face giants, sometimes we feel like that. You know, we wake up in the morning, well, I feel good today. I got a good night's rest. Okay, I'm ready to go today. I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to go to school. Okay, I'm ready to face whatever is out there today. And then the giant in our life raises its ugly, nasty head. And he begins taunting us. He begins trash-talking us. He begins putting us down, telling us lies. It could be that person that you have a relational conflict with that you don't want to see. And whenever you see them, it triggers something in you. It triggers just a sense of hurt or bitterness or resentment. And that just crashes your day. Maybe it's the stress of a project you're working at school or at work, and you're feeling good, but then things happen, things don't go right, and then that stress starts to come on you, that worry, that anxiousness, that anxiety. Maybe it's your spouse or someone in your family. They say something to you, and you know how family members, we know how to push each other's buttons. And they just say those few choice words that push your buttons, and then you could feel the anger, the giant of anger, rise up. And you could feel it coming. And you start getting shaking, and it starts paralyzing, it starts gripping you. We all have giants. We all are facing giants. God wants us to overcome our giants. And so today we're going to learn some truths and give some helpful tools to help us face and overcome giants. So today I'm just going to give you three keys to facing giants. All right? Three keys to facing giants. Key number one, you must first acknowledge your giant. Okay? You must first acknowledge your giant. For this point, I want to recognize Pastor John Stickle of Valley Creek Church. He gave some great points and truths about this very point. The first thing about facing giants is you have to acknowledge your giant. And he says, Pastor John says, before you face your giant, you must admit he's there. Okay? Before you have any hope of facing your giant, you have to admit that he is indeed there. You cannot face what you're not willing to call out. That's so true, right? You cannot face what you're not willing to call out. Now, David's dad, he told David, hey, David, come here. He was tending to the sheep, right, in the fields. And he told David, come here. He goes, hey, I want you to take your brothers who were in the Israelite army. Can you take them some lunch and see how they're doing? So it says David woke up early in the morning. He got their food ready. He had someone come and watch the sheep that he was responsible for watching. And he goes to the battlefield. And when he goes to the battlefield, it says that the army was once again preparing in the morning for battle. And they were getting prepared to leave for the battlefield, for the hill. And with that battle preparing, it says in the Bible that there were shouts and battle cries. Right? You know one of my favorite movies? What's one of my favorite movies? Braveheart. You know, we actually, at a previous church, we actually had a men's gathering, and we actually felt like, you know, be just like me, right? I said, we're going to paint our faces blue, right? And we're going to, like, start shouting for the Lord. And so the Israelites were hyped, right? They were hyped, like, today's the day, today's the day. They start shouting, crying, going out to the battlefield. So they march out to the battlefield, and soon as they arrive, they're facing against the enemy, and once again, who's there? Goliath. Goliath starts taunting, starts cursing, starts threatening, starts challenging the Israelite army. And David hears all this. And David looks around, and he gets angry. He gets upset. He says, why is he being allowed to defy our God? You know what David was really saying? He was saying, there's a giant there. We need to go out and face him. Because they were just trying to ignore him. They were just so fearful. They were just trying to forget about him. They were closing their eyes and, right? Trying to put him out of their minds. Because they didn't want to face him, so they wouldn't even acknowledge his presence. You cannot face what you're not willing to call out. All of us have issues we're dealing with. Every single person here, you're facing a giant in your life right now. Maybe from your past, maybe from when you were a kid, maybe from your workplace, maybe from your family, maybe from your financials. You're facing a giant right now. And it's okay. Let me just tell you this. It's okay to be facing a giant. It's okay to have a struggle. It's okay to have an issue in your life. But the first step is you've got to acknowledge it's there. You know, I've shared this before, I talked about it, but Dale and I, when we first got married, we had a pretty rough first year. We had a pretty tough first year. You know, Dale, she was first time moving out of her home, and we were pretty young, and You know, right after we got married, I was just working part-time. She had just gotten a job. She was just working for a year. And within a couple months, she got pregnant. And so we had all these things coming at us. And we had some really tough moments. On our honeymoon, we got into this huge fight. We were actually driving to our honeymoon, and we got into this huge fight. And over that year, we had some major blowouts. You've heard our infamous food fight. We literally, there was, you know, pasta, salad, flying through the air at one another. There was one incident where, I'm not going to tell you, go into details, let me just say, we had this crystal stuff smashed on the ground, broken. We had one embarrassing story where we got into this thing, neighbor comes knocking on our door. Hey, are you guys okay in there? We had, not only were we facing a giant, we were facing a giant and all his brothers. So what are we going to do? We had to admit we had a giant. We had to admit we're facing a giant. And so we saw someone for premarital counseling before that. And so we had to get help. We had to go to him. We had to get his help to help us face this giant. Face this giant. There's no shame to admit you have a giant, because everyone does. I heard this quote really good. It says this. Oh, wait, no, before I do that, let me do this. But before we can face the giant, we have to acknowledge him. I thought this was good. This was, you know, what we call this, when we're not willing to face the giant, it's not addressing the elephant in the room, right? And so this is the picture, right? There's this elephant in the room. They're trying to have their family life. They're trying to do their work life. They're trying to have the things in their day. And there's this huge elephant in the room. It says, ignore me. Look at this elephant. Next. I like this. Parts of the elephant in the room. Awkwardness. Avoidance, reluctance, denial, ignorance, diversion, silence, the trunk. Okay, so we try to ignore the elephant in the room. We try to do our best to ignore the giants in our life. But let me tell you, they're wreaking havoc in your life. It might not affect your ability to function day by day, but it's keeping you from the life, the blessing, the fullness, the relationships, the success that God wants for your life. Now, here's the quote I was going to mention. Really good quote. It's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to stay that way. It's okay to not be okay. None of us are perfect. None of us has every area in our life wired. Every one of us has a giant that we're facing. So it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way. We have giants. We have to must admit and acknowledge they're there before we can face. That's key number one. Key number two, start with small, super small, minuscule steps. Okay? David didn't just wake up that day, get out of bed, all right, pops, I'm going to go give food to my brothers, go down there, and then say, there's your giant, let me at him. He didn't just wake up and just do that without any preparation. 1 Samuel 17, 36 to 37, David says, talking to Saul, He's saying, let me go at him, Saul. Let me take him. If no one's willing to do it, I will. And Saul says, no, you're just a kid. You're just a boy. He's a trained giant soldier. And he says, no, my God will be with me. And then this is what he says to Saul. I have done this to both lions and bears. I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too. For he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. Now, I thought about this. You may have heard messages on David and Goliath before. And you said, well, what prepared David to face Goliath is that he had faced a lion and a bear before. But I thought, lions and bears are scary. You know, look at this picture. That's a lion and that's a bear. So David didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, let me take on some lions and bears here. It required years and steps of small steps of preparation. Tiny steps, right? As a boy, as a shepherd boy, he probably had to learn how to use that staff to fight off enemies. He probably started using that sling, right? And when he fought Goliath, right, dead on aim, right in the forehead. You think that was luck? He was training with that sling, hitting things from 10 feet away, 15 feet away, 20 feet away, 100 yards away. He had trained his whole life with that sling, day by day by day by day, because you have to be faithful in the little things if you want to be able to take down giants. And so David was prepared. You know, over this past decade, there's been several books about the power of tiny, mini habits. Look at all these books that have come out. There's just a few, but these are some of the most famous ones. There's this book, I've been reading this book, Atomic Habits. There's this other book called Mini Habits. There's this other book called The Power of Habits. And basically, one of the core things they talk about, it's the same. It says they've looked at how the brain works, how people develop habits. They've looked at the science of how small, tiny changes done over a long period of time can make huge results. Huge results. And you know, they've looked, and we know this, right? New Year's resolutions, they don't work. They don't work. In fact, I think I saw a statistic from one of their books that said only 8% of the people of New Year's resolutions that are made, people follow through for any length of time. And their contention is the reason they don't work is you could be all excited. You could be ready. You could be like the Israelites with the battle cry. Yeah, we're going to do it today. This year is going to be my day to overcome that giant, whatever it is, right? So you're pumped. You're all hyped up. And you start off doing whatever you're trying to do that first day, that second day, that third day, and the third day you wake up and, I don't feel like doing it today. Right, whatever it is. Let's say it's you're trying to do 25 push-ups a day. And you skip. And then you skip again. And they say that's the fatal step. If you skip twice in a row, that breaks your habit. That breaks that cycle. So their thing is, you have to, it's not you. It's not your willpower. It's your system, your approach. Your approach has to be start with such a small habit you're trying to implement, such a small goal that it's almost impossible not to do it. So one of these guys, this guy that Stephen Geis, he did the mini habits, he said he tried, applied this, and he came up with the one push-up challenge. And his goal was, I want to do at least just one push-up a day. Right? Now you think about, hey, you think that's doable? One push-up a day? Yeah. So you don't have to be limited to one push-up, but you have to do at least one push-up. Because the key is developing the habit day by day by day by day. It's not the quantity, it's the consistency. That's the mindset shift that needs to take place. So he says there were a day he started off like, you know, one, hey, this is easy. He pump out 20 or 30, right? But he goes, well, some days he'd wake up, get busy in the day, and he goes, he was lying in bed at night. He said, oh, I didn't do my push-up. As he was lying in bed, he thought, but it's just one. So he rolls out of bed, does his one push-up, and gets back in bed. And that kept the habit going. And he says, he talks about that unlocked so many things in his life. Because once you get that habit down, then he started increasing and it got better. And he started applying it to all these different areas in his life. David had developed all of these habits in his life. So when the day came, he didn't know when that day was going to come, but when the day came for him to face Goliath, he was ready. He was ready. And so, key number two, when you want, when you think about facing giants, start ridiculously small. Start some habits that are ridiculously, stupidly, incredibly tiny. And start doing those every day. I've started doing this in different areas of my life with different things. And it's one of them I'll talk about. I'm going to talk more about this in about 3 weeks. One of them, one habit, and I kept it limited. I think for me spiritually, it was probably one of the most impactful things in my whole life. My whole 62, 61, almost 62 years of life as a believer, this has been one of the most transformational things. So I'm going to talk about that in a few weeks. There's a Chinese saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. God wants us to partner with us to take down giants, but first, start with this tiny step. Okay, that's key number two. Key number three, last key, see your giant as an opportunity. See your giant as an opportunity. I have a question. Why does God allow stinking giants in our lives? Why does God allow giants in our lives? God sends giants to reveal you. He sends the giants to reveal you, to reveal who you are, to reveal what you're made of, to reveal what you're all about. He sends Goliath to show you and the world what you're made of and what God can do in your life. That's why your giants in your life. So through you, God can partner with you and with his presence and his power demonstrate to the world he is real, he can change lives, and he can change wimpy David, small David, into a 9'6" champion giant killer. David needed Goliath. David needed Goliath because Goliath announced to the world, you better take notice of David. He's going to be the next king. You better see this guy. If Goliath wasn't there, do you think King Saul or all the armies he was going to lead in the future would have taken notice of him? No. David needed God. Before Goliath, David was just a young, scrawny, it says ruddy, shepherd boy in the field. But God used Goliath to give David the platform to demonstrate the power and ability of God to change our lives. He used Goliath to call David to a higher level. Before that, David thought he just had some rocks and cloth in his hand. But when he went out there that day, God took that rock and that cloth, that sling, and he took down the most fierce warrior of all. God wants to show you what he could do in your life. He wants to show you, if you partner with him, if you start taking those small steps, if you're willing to face and acknowledge the giant, he can help you take that thing down. He can help you defeat that giant. So are you ready? This month we're going to talk about this. Are you ready to acknowledge, identify, and admit the giants you're facing? Some of you, right now we have this, you know, intercession time before. Some of you, the giants are trying to isolate you. You think it's what's happening in your relationships. You think you're feeling disconnected. You think it's what's going on this earthly level. But the enemy is using the giants to try to isolate you, to cause friction in your relationships, to separate you from the family of God. Because the enemy is mean and nasty, and he wants to destroy you, and he wants to separate you, isolate you, disconnect you from the body of Christ, from the family of God. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Don't walk away. Walk towards. Face the giant. Our retreat theme this year is stronger together. Things are bad. Things are going to get worse. And let me tell you, I believe this is a word prophetically from the Lord. In the future, you will not be able to stand as a believer on God's truths and stand for the Lord by yourself or as a family by yourself. The giants are multiplying out there. They're coming out in force. This is the time not to run, not to hide, not to separate. This is the time God is calling his people, come together, because there's giants out there and you need an army to walk boldly forward together. Are you willing to acknowledge and face your giant? Are you willing to just start with baby steps, tiny steps that are doable? And are you willing to walk in faith, not by your own sight, walk in faith, the faith that believes my God and Jesus Christ are bigger, more powerful, have more authority than any giant I'm facing? That's what God's calling to us to. He's calling us to be David's. He's calling us to be Jesus. He's calling us to follow them and in Christ. be giant slayers. Let's bow forward in prayer. Jesus, thank you. You came not only to save us, not only to redeem us, not only to fill us, but you came, Lord, to rescue us and take us from mediocre lives that were headed for destruction. You came, Lord, that we might know life to the full, not renovated life, not a makeover, but to a resurrected life. And so, Lord, help us to not just talk about faith, but help us to live our faith, to take steps to say, okay, this giant has been with me for years and years and years. But Jesus, can you help me? Can you give me the courage, Lord, to acknowledge this giant? Can you give me the courage to face this giant? Can you give me the courage to ask for help for my brothers and sisters in your body so that I can, with you, overcome this giant together? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we need you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Bind us together, because our togetherness is not based on anything circumstantial, anything relational, thus secondary. Our togetherness is based on the fact that we have one God, one Father, one Lord, one Spirit, one Jesus, one baptism. That's what binds us together. Your Spirit is what binds us together. And that is the truth, and that is the reality, and that is, Lord, what you came to create. So give us a resolve. Holy Spirit, would you pour out a conviction and a resolve and a determination? No, no, no. We will not shrink back. We will not run away. We will not walk away. We will come together in your name for your purposes, Lord, that we can be the place that fulfills the coming of your kingdom, so that people can experience truth and life and a true family of God, the kingdom of God, salvation, Lord, healing, Lord. So, Lord, I ask for that. We ask for that because we need that, and you've called us for this hour. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.